No matter how old you are, there are two places, I reckon, that are always nerve-wracking to visit. One's the dentist, the other is going to hospital. Partly, I think the nervousness and apprehension is because you've got childhood scars from these places. The clinical sounds and smells and sights can be so terrifying for children. And if you have to be tested inside one of those machines, it can be so hard to keep still and calm. The brand new Monash Children's Hospital is keen to change this. When it opened its doors in April this year, it rolled out state-of-the-art techniques to help young patients feel more comfortable with invasive tests and screening, for example, using lighting and sound and role play and virtual reality. In this first of a two-part series, Michael McKenzie finds his inner child and goes to hospital to see how it works.
So as soon as you walk in, you can already see the lights along the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Blue lights.
Jeff Chen is supervisor of MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging, at the new Monash Children's Hospital.
At night time, what's it like?
You actually get a sense of time because we are actually tucked away.
With no windows.
So it kind of helps relax the mood for patients and staff as well.
This waiting room changes colour depending on the time of day. So blue in the morning, but heading to orange and reds as the day starts to reach its end.
So we do x-rays for kids, and we do ultrasound and do MRI scans.
And on one wall of this room is an ever-changing projection that I guarantee you can't resist touching.
Anxiety has reduced quite a bit. Obviously, they do have to wait for the appointment still, but it's making a fun experience for them, like a playground for them, so they're not nervous coming to hospital.
Excuse me, I just have to touch this wall again because it just made a sound.
This is one of the most popular ones that we have.
This is where, if I push my hand across this wall like you're hearing, I'm actually pushing Catherine wheels through a sky and they make this gorgeous sound.
Yeah, so the kids come through and then they have a play during at the reception.
Okay, well, Jeff, imagine I am a 55-year-old child.
Sure.
You're laughing as if you already know me. No. The older I get, the more I look like a baby. Okay, take me through as if I'm one of your consulting patients.
Please come through. Did you enjoy the wall?
I did enjoy the wall.
That's good.
The Catherine wheels and the music was the best. Fun.
And did you like the new hospital at the front?
Did you see the beautiful
rhino?
The rhino?
Yeah,
I didn't see the rhino.
We'll have to take you out.
I saw the crocodile. What's a rhino?
There's a big rhino.
There's a rhino. Wow.
So please come through and you can choose a theme before we go in.
A theme. So what are my choices as to my themes?
So we can go underwater. We've got a couple underwater themes actually. We've got fish, we've got underwater with the deep ocean. We can look at crabs and turtles, and we can have more realistic, if you like, dolphins. You can watch dolphins and turtles swimming. If you like planes, we can go to the sky. And it's an animation. You can look at animals as well.
Wow.
And if you're a boy, if you like robots, we can go to the space.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to choose. Can I press it?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to press the jungle theme. And when I press this, everything I see from now on is jungle theme.
Yes, that's right. So I'm going to take you to the right room.
Okay.
And then we can see the jungle. So please come through.
We are now in the MRI chamber.
And you can hear the jungle sound, or you can hear the different animals. So if you duck down, you can see the animals down there.
So if I duck down and look through what is a full-size MRI machine, which, if you haven't seen one, is basically a giant magnet in a circle, and you lie in a sled and go through it, I can actually see through the donut hole of the MRI to the other end of the room, where my jungle awaits. Here it is. There's a monkey, there's a very badly drawn elephant, and a macaw. And I have to ask, is this lighting jungle themed?
Yeah, it's jungle themed. As you can see, the lighting is dynamic. It changes over time. So it changes the theme of the animation that we're watching. So it goes to green, and it goes to yellow, So it feels like you're in the jungle.
It certainly does. So this is a real deal, though. This is a real...
No, this is...
This is a mock one.
Yeah, this is a mock one.
I just assumed it was real.
So it exactly looks like a real one, which is the real one's right behind us.
Yeah.
It's a mirror version of the real one. So...
Wow.
So once they get a new one, they already know what to do. They even climb on the table for me, sit themselves ready for me.
Can I try it?
Yeah, please do. I was just about to ask if you want to try.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so please come around.
Okay. Hey, isn't one of the real stipulations for MRIs you have to stay absolutely still?
That's correct. So it would be better pictures if you keep still.
Okay.
But if you have little movements, not the end of the world.
As I'm getting settled in for my mock MRI complete with jungle theme, I meet someone who went through the same process, except she also then went into the real MRI because she needed to.
Is this your first time, Georgia, at the Children's Hospital?
Yes.
Georgia Stainer had already had a range of tests since falling off her trampoline and hurting her neck. And now she's come to Monash for the full MRI to get the best detailed analysis of what might be going on.
Did the trampoline accident happen today?
No, it happened last Sunday.
Oh, so you've actually been worried about your neck for quite a while?
Yeah.
Right. And how's it been feeling until you got here? What was happening in your neck?
Oh, I actually felt fine, but the blood wasn't going through my neck properly up to my brain.
When you came in, were you feeling a bit worried?
I was feeling a bit nervous.
Yeah. What questions did you have when you first got here?
What does it feel like?
And what did Jeff say?
You just stay still.
Just tell people what happened.
Well, I went through on a bed and then they slid me into this round thing and I watched this movie.
So the kids actually can choose the movie from the movie list. And
oh, you got actual movies?
Yeah, so they actually choose a movie.
What was the movie?
The Boss Baby.
How was it?
Good. My eyes were fuzzy.
So things were a bit blurry?
Yeah.
How's it feeling at the moment?
Fine.
Oh, good. So you can see me quite well?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not very good looking. So it'd be better if you saw me as a blur, that's all.
So it was a successful scan and we managed to get a cannula into her as well. And just having that in a relaxed environment and thorough explanation, what's going to happen.
And now, didn't I see also in my travels, a tiny version of an MRI?
Yes, that's right. So that's what we call a kitten scanner. So it's a little scanner, little MRI.
Get to be their own analyst, their own radiographer.
Yeah, that's it. And then they play with it. And then we have three animals and a robot you can put for a scan. And I always explain to the kids that, well, they're here for a reason like you are. We have to look inside the body.
The patient is Chris the crocodile. This machine takes pictures of what is inside Chris's body.
What we're seeing is inside Chris's body.
Inside Chris. And how did he get there?
Chris had a cutlass from a pirate who we're just seeing on the screen now and a hook from his other hand. Chris is being chased by the pirate across the screen. And then Chris shows his displeasure for the pirate hassling his partner by eating him and taking the cutlass and the hook.
Now we know what happened to Chris and what's inside him.
That was a crocodile patch.
The scan is finished. Chris has been really good. Well done, Chris. Chris can now leave the scanner and the doctor will look after the pirate's equipment. Bye-bye, Chris.
So, since April, how many children have gone through this section of the hospital? Do you know?
That's a really good question. So, average about probably 8 to 10 kids a day.
Is that 7 days a week?
That's 5 days a week. And then we do emergency work on the weekends. So, people get called in to do the scans. So
And I take it you've had a pretty positive response.
Yes, we have. It's a fun place to be. And even for parents as well, obviously they had a tough day as well, going through the doctors for emergency, and once they come to an environment and they feel relaxed, and if they feel relaxed themselves, the kids kind of follows on as
That's
well.
A really good point, because parents can convey their stress directly to their children.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if they're getting well looked after, they feel relaxed.
This use of mock MRIs, using sound and light and movies as well to put children and parents at their ease, is already having a noticeable effect on outcomes. In one sample of 68 children who were assessed at Monash as being able to possibly tolerate spending up to 45 minutes lying still in one of these machines, all 68 of them succeeded. And that 100% success rate included 54 children aged 3 to 10 and others that were diagnosed with behavioural issues, learning difficulties, autism, ADHD and cerebral palsy. So that kind of outcome and the detailed imaging that resulted can only mean money saved in the long run and a greater chance of effective treatments.
And then we're going to get Michael to just take a seat for the moment.
Okay.
And now you get to lie down.
Is that okay? I've got shoes. Is that all right?
Fine, yeah.
So I'm now lying down as if I was having an MRI.
Doing well.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to make you just a little bit more comfortable. I'm going to give you a little pillow under your legs.
Okay.
So legs up for me. And down. Yeah.
Space. Can we try space?
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to go to space now, Michael.
Okay.
There you go. So the light changes again.
What's that?
Now, Michael, I'm not sure if you know, there is a special helmet involved
for space travel.
For space traveling and having the scan done as well. So I'm gonna just pull it on you. It's a little special astronaut helmet. So just stretch your head back.
Okay.
That's it. And this will help us take pictures of the front. Now, there's a special mirror there. Can you see the screen?
I can see the screen in the mirror. So I've got this plastic shield that's gone over the front of my face. You can hear my voice change. And there's a mirror so I can see the space screen behind me.
That's it.
Through the donut.
So I'm going to move you to a bit closer to the screen so you can see the screen a bit better.
Okay.
And that's the position where we'll be doing the scan as well.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah.
It's going to bring you to the right area.
All
right. All right. I'm going to the space machine now. And that's it. So you're in pretty much in position.
Am I in the MRI now? This is me?
And can you see me there?
I can see you there.
And then, so I'm going to bring you out here.
It's so weird. I was on a sled and and now the planet that I was looking at with the spaceman or spacewoman in uniform running across it is getting further away. And we're back. We're back.
Back. Feels like you're back on
solid
Earth.
Like. Yeah, that was wild. Okay, cool.
Michael McKenzie at the new Monash Children's Hospital with MRI supervisor Jeff Chen and young patient Georgia Stainer. Michael, what are you going to do there next time in part two of this Michael the Child Goes to Hospital series?
I don't think you need to say the child. I think it's a tautology. I take a tour of the area where they actually simulate birth with people who are actually going through the emergencies that go with that, and also supervise complicated surgery in real time where they can remotely connect to regional surgeries, and I get to put on virtual reality glasses and get a needle.
You have all the fun.
I do have all the fun. And look, I just want an update quickly. Georgia, the young girl who I spoke to, apparently good prognosis. She's going to be okay.
Great.
So I thought I should tell you that.
Lovely. Thank you.